seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
I will have a dash of arsenic with my chicken, please. No, we would never say that, but that's what's going on, whether we like it or not. Holly Lucille, a little under the weather today. Holly, we love you. If you're listening in, we'll get you next show. Arsenic is simply getting into our food, and we do a lot of stories on the food supply, and it just seems like it's getting worse. And I'm so sorry to keep bringing you only bad news, but chickens got problems, and what they're using is arsenic in the actual feed in order to help stave off disease that the chickens get. Now, let's talk in general about factory farming. So when animals live in very close proximity to each other, like these jammed in pens and things like that, it's unnatural. And with it comes disease. So in order to raise that amount of meat and poultry and things in that small of a square space, they use a lot of antibiotics and chemicals to try and prevent the disease until the bird matures enough so it can be slaughtered and eaten. Knowing that, we are now talking about general factory farming. We are not talking about an organic chicken place where they're out and their chickens are scratching and getting their own food. We're not talking about that. We are talking about chicken fingers, the processed chicken fingers that we're giving our kids at school. And we were talking about the ever number growing of things that we are using with chicken. It's a practice simply in the factory chicken farms to dose the birds with arsenic. And the reason they are doing it is two things. One, it's not just an anti-infective, and I'm glad I checked my notes on this. It's an anti-infective to help prevent a common intestinal disease called coccidiosis. So that's one reason, but there's something else about the arsenic that helps them grow faster. And growing faster means more money. So growing faster means, less food to get the same amount of meat and moving on. Now let's hear the industry side here. The industry emphasizes that the arsenic is applied in organic form, which isn't immediately toxic. And that is true. They're not putting the known carcinogenic, heart damaging, all the things arsenic does. They're not putting that version into the chicken feed. However, the rest of the story. Now, this is according to Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. Pretty fancy crowd here, the Johns Hopkins folks. Pretty conventional. A gentleman named Keeve E. Nachman and Robert S. Lawrence basically are saying, nope, it is converting into the inorganic form and causing problems. Let's look at a quote. Trouble is, arsenic shifts from the organic to the inorganic form rather easily. Indeed, arsenic in poultry manure is rapidly converted into an inorganic form that is highly water-soluble and capable of moving into surface and groundwater. So here's what's happening. They're giving this organic form, which is a natural form, to the birds to get them to grow faster and to help prevent this intestinal bug that they get. That's passing out of their stool, but in its passing out, it's the inorganic or toxic form that is passing out. Now, this form, it dissolves in the water and it sits and it puddles and it leaches into the area soils, and it actually can go into our local rivers and streams, poisoning those areas in addition. We'll go into that in a little bit a second. So what are the birds standing in and pecking in and drinking in? That local water. So they're not being fed your inorganic or toxic form, but they are getting it through the water that they're drinking, because it's all this kind of closed space stuff. In addition, this stuff is moving into all of our main streams. The fact is, when you look at where this organic arsenic is being added, they're finding that it is making its way into mountains of this concentrated waste that is then pouring itself into areas like the Delmarva Peninsula. It's a tri-state area, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. And the land, it juts out into the Chesapeake Bay, which is one of the nation's most productive fisheries. We're literally poisoning one of our most local productive fisheries with this inorganic form of arsenic. Some 1,700 chicken operations produce 11 million chickens per week in this small area of land that is then able to leach that 11 million chickens a week. It's crazy. That, and then all of that arsenic that's coming out in their manure is able to pour into the groundwater. How much? Between 12 million and 39 million tons of inorganic arsenic is making it into the Delmarva groundwater, which is then leaching out into the beautiful Chesapeake Bay. We are talking about arsenic being present in chickens. Quick summary here. They're not being fed the dangerous form of arsenic, but they're picking it up in their groundwater. But then there's the bigger issue of it leaching in through the groundwater into areas like one of our most productive fisheries in the world, the Chesapeake Bay. How big is this issue? 12 million to 39 million tons are getting into this Delmarva groundwater. So it's not only poisoning the chickens, but what's going to happen to the fish? This is Johns Hopkins talking about this. It is so scary what is going on with our food, and every day we seem to get worse and worse things. Researchers were trying to find how much of this inorganic, toxic arsenic, you know, humans can sort of handle. We can handle some toxicity. So researchers estimate that between 11 and 12 million of metric tons are moving in, but where it's getting to, let me skip back here. How much can humans tolerate? Well, all we know is this. The Environmental Protection Agency lays out limits of arsenic that we can handle as human beings. Right now, the Chesapeake Coastal Plains, the area is 13 times the safe limit set by the Environmental Protection Agency. On top of that, most educated people I know believe that the EPA's numbers are too low. That they're saying that 13 times is actually, you're really having problems at 4 times what should be normally found in the body. So if we go with the EPA, it's even 13 times higher what the EPA recommends. If we go with the experts, it's beyond toxic what we're finding in these streams. To summarize, we are having problems with our chicken. The chicken are being fed organic arsenic, and then through the groundwater in their waste, they're being toxified with inorganic arsenic that is literally showing up in the food. The groundwater that is spilling into the areas has 13 times elevated. The levels that are safe for human consumption are 13 times higher than what they should be. What's the answer? Number one, for listeners in the Chesapeake Bay coastal plains, after this show, start calling senators. Start calling folks and saying, what is going on? 11 million chickens are being made a day, a week out of the small area of land. 12 to 39 million tons of this stuff is dumping in. You local residents have to put your foot down. Secondly, don't buy it. Don't buy the chicken from the factory farms. Buy organic whole chicken, arsenic free. I hear it tastes better. I don't want any arsenic in my chicken. But support the growers that are doing it right and abandon the ones that are doing wrong. And you got to pass by the drive-thrus. No more chicken fingers unless they're coming from a good, clean source. Stay keeping an arsenic out of the food. That's what we're doing here at Radio MD to keep you well.